had your Bible, Psalm 112. Psalm 112. It says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Let's just pray together as we just come to look at God's word. Father, we just thank you for your presence already this morning. We thank you for ministering, Lord. Father, even through this time of worship, where, Father, you've ministered to us and we've ministered, O God, to you. And so, Father, I pray as we come to look at your word that you will give us ears to hear, O God, what you are wanting to say this morning. And that, Father, we would take on board, O God, and that we would know, Father, what it is, Lord, to see you working and flowing in and through our lives, even in these days. So, Father, bless us as we look at your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was listening recently to a song by Rain Collective called Counting Every Blessing. And some of the words of the song go like this. I'm counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I'm counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me. And it got me thinking about this whole idea of blessing, and in particular, God wanting to bless our lives. When we see and we look at Scripture, we see that our God is big into blessing. We see his desire to bless Abraham, his desire to bless Israel, his desire to bless even us this morning. In Ephesians 1, verse 3, it says that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So when we look at his word, we see that he is big into blessing. In particular, blessing his people. And that should fill our hearts with encouragement this morning. It should fill our hearts with confidence. It should fill our hearts with assurance that our God that we're in relationship with is big into blessing. And what I want to do this morning, I want us to look at a biblical character in the Old Testament who illustrates, I believe, by his example, how to live a life of blessing. And I love his thinking. I love his approach to life. His name isn't mentioned, but he lives by Bible principles. And in 10 verses of Scripture, we read how God's blessing crosses the spectrum of his life. He's the righteous man described in Psalm 112. And by applying some of the key principles with which he conducts his life, I believe that you and I can also live a life of blessing. But before we look at his life, I want you to notice some things regarding Psalm 111 that was read and Psalm 112. These two psalms are not only companions, but twins. They are identical in size and structure. Each psalm begins with praise the Lord or hallelujah, Hebrew for praise. In each psalm, there are 10 verses. There is no title to the psalm to name or identify the author, but it is almost certain that the same person wrote the both Psalms. In Psalm 111, what you see is the Psalm focuses upon the person of the Lord. And it focuses on his character, and it focuses on his works. And when you come into Psalm 112, we see that the focus is on the man of God, living a godly life, living a blessed life. And if you read Psalm 111 and read Psalm 112, notice this, you will notice that the attributes of God given in Psalm 111, verse 3 and 4, become the character qualities of the person, the righteous person, in Psalm 112, verse 3 and 4. This is what it says about our God in Psalm 111, verse 3. It says, his righteousness endures forever. Verse 4, the Lord is gracious and compassionate. Now come into Psalm 112. Look at what it says about the righteous person. In verse 3, it says, their righteousness endures forever. Then in verse 4, it describes the righteous man as being gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Surely this is what it is all about today. It is all about becoming more and more like Christ. That the characteristics of Christ, as they're displayed in this man in 112, should also be displayed in your life and my life. Today we want more than the blessing. We want to become like the one who's giving the blessing. We want to become more and more like him. And as you read through Psalm 112, you'll see that the psalm begins in verse 1 by stating the characteristics of the person who will live a life of blessing. Then in verse 2 to 9, it reveals the benefits, the blessings that that lifestyle brings. Finally, in verse 10, it speaks to the reaction of the unbeliever who is watching as God makes all these things happen in the life of the blessed man. And as we come to look at the life of this man, I want you to notice that his lifestyle is one that is setting his affections on things above and not on things on the earth. It's a lifestyle, as the song sings, I am here for you, God. Notice in verse 1, the first characteristic. The first characteristic, the psalm begins with simply these words, praise the Lord. Within those three words is the powerful beginning and foundation of a blessed life. It starts with knowing who God is and praising him and worshiping him. This, I believe, is an important principle that needs to be applied to all our lives today as we journey through our lives. Because I want you to notice that although this man will live a blessed life, his life is not plain sailing. Because you'll notice in verse 4, he will experience times of darkness. Verse 8 and 9, he will experience times of opposition from his enemies. Then we see in verse 7, he will also hear bad news. This blessed man maybe couldn't rejoice in his circumstances, but he could always rejoice in his God. And the same can be said of you and me this morning. We might be going through some stuff. We mightn't be able to rejoice in what we're going through, but we can still rejoice in our God. See, Paul says this, rejoice in the Lord always, and against, I say rejoice. And this is what the blessed man did. He made a decision in his life not to focus on the bad news, not to focus on his enemies. But he chose to focus upon his God. And he writes, praise the Lord. What I want you to notice here is praise and worship becomes a lifestyle that embraces the entire spectrum of his life. Because we see in Psalm 111, if you go there, it was read. And I encourage you to read it. And in this Psalm 111, you have reasons to praise God. You might be sitting here this morning, I have no reasons to praise God. I'm going through it all. Lift your Bible and read Psalm 111, and you will see that the blessed man could praise God as he's going through some stuff, because we see from this psalm that the works of God are great. The works of the Lord are powerful. The works of the Lord are faithful and just. The work that he does is honorable and glorious. The work, he could praise him for his provision. He could praise him for his redemption. He could praise him for his word. When God became the focus of his life, things would begin to change for the better. The first characteristic of a blessed life is praising the Lord. And I wonder this morning, as you look at your life, is praising the Lord a characteristic that's evident in your life? Is praise and worship a lifestyle that embraces the entire spectrum of your life? See, we also this morning have reason to praise God. We have reason, just like the psalmist, that we can praise him for his works in our lives, that they are great, that they are wonderful, that they are powerful, that they are faithful and just. We can praise him this morning for his provision. We can praise him for our redemption. We can praise him this morning for the work that he's doing. It is a good work, according to Philippians 1, verse 6. We can praise him for his word, that we can build our lives upon it and it won't fail us. Brian Houston said this: no matter what situation you may be in, you are not alone. Circumstances begin to turn around when you start praising God. Not only does it put him in focus, but it causes you to see things from a whole new perspective. When he becomes the focus of your life, things begin to change for the better. We see here this morning the first characteristic of living a blessed life is simply living a lifestyle of praise. The second characteristic that we see here that is seen in the blessed life is fearing the Lord. It says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. And we see here that the fear of the Lord in this verse is not a slavish fear or dread. It is that awesome reverence of the Lord deriving from being sensitive to his glorious, holy, majestic person, resulting in respect and obedience. John Bevere writes this: to put it simply, to fear God is to love him so much we are afraid to be away from him. We love him and value his presence above all. Out of reverence for him, we choose to love what he loves and hate what he hates. In the end, the fear of the Lord can be identified by one simple thing: obedience. You'll see that in the life of Abraham. When he goes to sacrifice his son Isaac, what did the angel say to him? Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God. How did he know? Through his obedience. We see the challenging thing in the day in which we're living. The question is today, has fearing the Lord gone out of style? It's gone out of fashion. Fearing God can seem like a no longer applicable Old Testament kind of thing rather than a vital principle for 21st century living. What did Solomon say in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13? He says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. It is your duty. It is my duty this morning. I believe that walking in the fear of the Lord is relevant for today. See, it was relevant for the New Testament church. We see in Acts 9:31 that tells us that they were walking in the fear of the Lord, and as they're walking in that reverence and that lifestyle of reverence and obedience and respect to God, we see the blessing comes in that the church grows and multiplies. You see, when you go into the book of the Psalms, and Proverbs talks a lot about the benefits, blessings, the fear of the Lord can bring on our lives. And we can have the blessing and benefit of wisdom and knowledge and honor and wealth and even added life. It will help us to stay away from what is sinful. Those who fear the Lord are blessed. They are kept secure. They lack nothing. But the verse that stands out for me regarding walking in the fear of the Lord is this verse, Psalm 25, verse 14. It says this, "The Lord confides in those who fear him and makes his covenant known to them." Some translation says, "The Lord is a friend to those who obey him." Another translation says, "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him." What an amazing verse of scripture this morning. That as we're walking in the fear of God, as we have this lifestyle of fearing God, we see that God confides with us. God reveals his secrets to us this morning. He can reveal his way to you and to me. See, rather than a barrier to intimacy, fearing God opens the door to a closer relationship with him. It's no wonder this man in Psalm 112, his life was blessed because he knew something of the power of the fear of the Lord. He knew something of the power of living a lifestyle of worship. The third characteristic we see from his life, we see as he delights greatly in God's commands. Brian Houston says this, "You will only enjoy Bible promises if you choose to live by Bible principles. Everyone wants to be blessed, but not everyone is prepared to live by the conditions or principles that bring about God's blessing. Simply put, if you want Bible results, you have to live by Bible rules." And we see here that this man, he has a delight for the Word of God. He loves the Word of God. He obeys the commands of the Word of God. And the result is that his life is a candidate for blessing in every single area this morning. His life, his relationships, his career, financial, social life, family life, spiritual life. Living according to God's word is not a selective process that allows us to choose to live by some commands but not by others. What does Joshua say in Joshua 1 verse 8? "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success." If you want to have and live a life of blessing, understand that the key is to observe to do according to all that's in the book. All this morning. See, the righteous man, in Psalm 112, he has great delight in the Word because he's seen the Word, the commands being outworked in his life in the daily basis. See, he was not only a hearer of it, but he was a doer of it. And James reminds us of this, James 1:22, "But don't just listen to God's Word. You must do what it says, otherwise you are only fooling yourself." It says in verse 26, "But if you look carefully into the perfect law, it is to love his word." If you look carefully into the perfect law, it sets you free. "And if you do what it says and don't forget what you have heard, then God will bless you for doing it." So we see here that is this man, he loves the Word of God, he hears the Word of God, he applies the Word of God, and the natural thing is for God to bless his life. The key to knowing God's blessing in our lives is to have a word, a love for the book this morning. To have a love for it, to greatly cherish it, and not only hear it every Sunday, not only hear it online, but do what it says. And as we do what it says, our lives will be blessed. So the question is, how can we live a life of blessing? And the answer is dead easy this morning. It's relationship with God. A relationship that's based on a lifestyle of praise, a lifestyle of fearing God, and a lifestyle where we not only hear the word of God, but we do it also. And what we see is, if you live a life like that, verse 1, and that's why I spent so much time in verse 1, because verse 1 is that we get verse 1, the blessings flow from verse 1. See, blessings flow out of a relationship with God this morning. And that's why I've spent so much time. That if we can get verse 1 and live a lifestyle of praise, a lifestyle of fearing God, a lifestyle of obeying the word of God and living it out, then the blessings will flow. Before we look at a couple of blessings, I want to take you back to what God said to Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 2. This is what he says, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." And the purpose of God blessing your life and the purpose of God blessing my life is that we will be a great channel of blessings to others. We are blessed to be a blessing to others, because that's what you see in Psalm 112. That's what you see coming out of his life. The first blessing that flows from his life is influence. See, he was a man of influence this morning. His life would influence his family, and his life would influence his community in which he lived. Look at verse 2. Look at what it says about his family. It says in the New Living Translation, it says their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. What an amazing blessing this morning. Do we not want our kids to be successful? Do not we want them, in some translations, to say that they'll be mighty in the land? Surely that's our heart as parents and grandparents. So how did he influence his family? How did he influence his community in which he lived? He influenced them by the pattern of his life. See, I could imagine this man, his love for the word of God. I could imagine him with his kids around his feet and the grandkids around his feet. And I could imagine him teaching them Deuteronomy 4, where it talks about passing on God's commandments, passing on commandments to his kids, passing on his commandments later on to his grandkids. See, if we don't teach our children to follow Christ, the world will teach them not to. I'll say that again. If we don't teach our children to follow Christ, the world will teach them not to. I was working in Dungannon during the week, and it was lashing, and the job that we were on, the ladders couldn't reach, so we had to use a high lift bucket. Many ways there was one man up on it, and we were watching the people getting up the road in case anything happened to them. And there was this woman come up the road with a child, and obviously it was really lashing, like it was. I was soaked right through, and we see as the two kids are caught, I see and the kids coming up. I noticed that the kid had an umbrella. Do you know who was on the umbrella? Spider-Man. And this child's coming up, Spider-Man. My mate was standing. And this, just as the kid came in front of us, my mate said, "Spider-Man." And the next minute, the child stopped, and the umbrella went up, and he just said, "Yes," and walked on. Can I say this to you? Children are great imitators, so give them something great to imitate. Children are great imitators this morning. Give them something great to imitate. And that's what this righteous man did. And when we look at his life, we see heaven coming down to earth, because we see from his life the character of God. Heaven was coming to earth in his family. He was reflecting the character of God. He was being gracious. He was being generous. He was being compassionate. He was living before them a lifestyle that was righteous. Children are great imitators. Give them something great to imitate. I want to encourage all the parents in the room this morning, all the grandparents in the room this morning. Children are and grandchildren are great imitators. So give them, as your parents, as grandparents this morning, give them something great to follow. Let them see this morning, as this righteous man, let them see the character of God in your life. Let heaven come down to earth in your family each day, each moment, because what you're doing, you're living a Christ-like life. You're passing on to them, you're passing on to them grace. You're passing on to them compassion. You're passing on to them a lifestyle that is righteous. And kids are great imitators. If they see God in you, they will want to have what you have. They'll want to follow Christ. I like what Greg Crusell writes about verse 2. He writes, we're called to unleash, not coddle, not hyperprotect, Christ-centered, Christ first above all else, biblically anchored, not swayed by anything, world changers. Not consumers, but producers, motivators, transformers. Maybe the greatest contribution to this world is not who you are, but who you raise. Who you raise. So we see here, as this man is walking in relationship with God, the first blessing that flows out of his life is influence. He influences his family and he influences his community. The second blessing that flows from his life is in verse 4, and it's the blessing of guidance, because we sung earlier my favorite song, and we see in verse 4, what does it say? Light shines in the darkness for the godly. And in the times of darkness in his life, in the times of uncertainty in his life, when things were not clear, this man had a certainty that his God would bring light into his darkness. His God would illuminate his path. His God would guide his path in the challenges of life. As I said, one of my favorite songs is Waymaker. It was sung this morning. And the reason why I love it, because it tells us who our God is. It tells us what our God can do. And I don't know if you believe it or not. Sometimes we sing it in here and I sort of wonder, do we really get it? Do we really believe it, that he is the way maker, the miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness? My God, that is who you are. And maybe this morning you're going through a time of darkness in your life. You're going through a time of uncertainty. You're going through a time when things are not clear. You're not sure what to do next. Can I encourage you this morning that you're in relationship with a God who brings light into darkness? You are in relationship with a God who can illuminate your life, can illuminate your path, and he can guide your life in the ways that he wants you to go. What an amazing blessing this morning as we walk in relationship with God, that we're not only this morning blessed with influence, but we're also blessed with guidance. The third blessing that comes out of his relationship with God, it's vision. Look at verse 9. He shared freely and gave generously to those in need. Some translation talks about him scattering his gifts to the poor. See, this man got what blessing was all about. He got it because God was blessing his life for him to bless others' lives. And what a vision to have this morning. What a vision that it's not just about you, but it's about other people. It's about the people that are sitting beside you. And we see here that this vision should flow from all of our lives this morning. This vision should flow from the life of the church, that if God blesses my life, my duty is to bless someone else's life. And if God blesses us as a church, our responsibility is to bless someone else. What an amazing vision to have. See, this morning, we can live out Proverbs 3, verse 27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Proverbs 19, 17. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he shall reward them for what they have done. Romans 12, 13. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. There's one verse that sums up the blessing of vision. It's Philippians 2, verse 4. Let each of you not only look to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. And this is what this man does. God blesses him because he's walking in relationship with him. And what flows from his life is a desire to bless others. What an amazing blessing today. The blessing of vision. Does your vision this morning go beyond yourself? Because God's vision for your life does. We see that the blessing that flows from his life in verse 7 and verse 8, it's the blessing of security. It says in verse 7, I will not fear bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will not fear. So we see here, this man, God is blessing his life. And we see he's operating from a place of security. When the bad news comes, his heart is secure. When the opposition comes, his heart is secure. When the darkness comes, his heart is secure. It's secure because he's in a relationship with an amazing God who's the way maker, who's the promise keeper, who's the light in the darkness this morning. He is your security this morning. He is my security this morning. We operate through the blessing of security. Because we all hear bad news. We all hear bad news. But maybe this morning, you are going through some stuff this morning, and things have been impacting your life. I want to encourage you, just take these words and just stand in whatever you're going through and take verse 8 and say, my heart is secure. My heart is secure. Final thing that I want you to see that flows from his life. There are other things, many other things that you can pick out yourself as you study it. But the final thing I want you to see is verse 6. It says, the righteous will be remembered forever. The final blessing that flows from this man's life that I want you to see is a lasting legacy. Lasting legacy. See, it says, he will be remembered forever. What a powerful statement this morning. He will be remembered forever. For each day of this man's life, living a life of blessing, each day he had an opportunity to build a lasting legacy by the way that he lived. And people would remember him for his relationship with God. People would remember him for walking a life in the fear of God. They would remember him for walking a lifestyle of praise. They would remember him for his word. They would remember him for being Christ-like, being gracious, being compassionate, walking righteously. They would remember him for a man that when things hit his life, he stayed secure. See, they would remember this morning a man that God blessed, and in other words, blessed others. And this morning, this is very challenging. It's very challenging to all our lives. Because God has blessed you with today. We're not sure about tomorrow. God has blessed you with today. What are you building in your life? Are you building a lasting legacy this morning? See, that's challenging. See, if I die this week, I'm 56 years of age. But what will people remember me for? Or will it just say, oh, he's in the grave. Oh, I remember him, but don't remember much about him. He was maybe a good footballer, or he supported Man United, but I don't know what else I remember about him. What am I building? What are you building this morning? What is this church building? Are we building a lasting legacy? Oh, that wee church up there, that was a great wee country church. I seen them going in at 10:30 every morning. I seen a couple going in at maybe 6 o'clock on a Sunday. That's a good wee church. Is that it? Is that it? Is that what we're leaving, folks? A lasting legacy. What will you be remembered for? What will I be remembered for? What an amazing blessing to leave a lasting legacy. See, the Word of God says this in Proverbs 10, verse 7. The memory of the righteous is blessed. The memory of the righteous is blessed. Do you want to live a blessed life? Will live before God. Live a lifestyle of praise and worship. Live a lifestyle of reverencing Him, obeying Him. Live a lifestyle of not only being a hearer, but being a doer of the Word of God. And out of your life will flow the blessing of influence, the blessing of guidance, the blessing of vision, the blessing of security, the blessing of leaving a lasting legacy. In closing, this psalm promises that life with God is always better than life without God. And my prayer is that we will become Psalm 112 people. We'll become like this man as we walk in relationship with God. We will truly know the blessing of God over every spectrum of our lives. And then we'll come back to the song that I read at the beginning. As you see God moving and blessing, you'll be able to say, I'm counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I'm counting every blessing. I'm counting the blessing of influence. Counting the blessing of guidance. Counting the blessing of vision. Counting the blessing of security, counting the blessing of a legacy, lasting legacy. You'll go on in the psalm. He could also praise God for the blessing of victory over his enemies. Counting every blessing. For surely every season, you are good to me. Just going to ask the worship team just to come as we just move out this morning. We're going to sing Waymaker, if that's all right, because it's my favorite song of this morning. But let's just take a moment as they prepare themselves. Let's just take a moment in prayer. Let's just take a moment in God's presence this morning. Just as you've listened to what I believe the Holy Spirit laid on my heart this morning, just allow the Word of God just to minister to you, that you're able to live a life of blessing. Father, we just worship you this morning. We just thank you for your word. We just thank you for the opportunity of being able to listen and to look at your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come this morning and just minister afresh to our hearts, that Lord, what we've heard would be allowed to take root within our lives. And that, Father, we will take your word and we will apply it and run with it in the days that lie ahead. That, Father, as we live before you, we would know you working and moving and releasing your blessing over every spectrum of our lives. Father, for those who are working through things this morning, Father, I pray that, Lord, you will come. And you will be the light in their darkness, O God. You will bring guidance, O God. Father, for those who are, Lord, going through the challenges, Father, the opposition, the hearing of bad news, pray that, Father, they would know the blessing of security today, that their heart is secure. And so pray, Holy Spirit, even as we come and sing this song, minister to our hearts. Enable us as parents and grandparents, enable us, O God, this morning to give, to be good imitators to our kids, that we will be, O God, Christ-like before them, Father. That, Lord, as they see you in us, that, Father, they will want, O God, what we have. So bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.